Beis Amid Aleph, but in order to get into the swing of the sugya, let us just go over quickly from Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. Boy minei ula barav meirove. Parshis reish chaydish keitzat keirin oiso. How is the kriya said by reish chaydish? Tzavas mnei Yisrael b'amart aleim eskolboni lachmi b'havyen t'manye psuki. So first there are three parshis, Tzavas mnei Yisrael, parshis atomit, v'yem ha-shabbos v'rosh echotsheich. So now the parsha Rishoyne has eight psukim. Eichi navet, nikri, trei, tlosa, tlosa psukim. If two oilem will lain each one three psukim, so then there's left over two psukim. Ve'in mishayrim beparsha poches mishloisha psukim. You can't leave over in a parsha less than three psukim, and that's because of the yaitzim. People will leave after the second oile, and they see there's only two psukim left before the end of the parsha, so they'll assume that the next oile will lain two psukim, and that's also good. So you can't do that. Nikri arbo, arbo. So if each of the first two oilim will lain four psukim each, poshulahu shiva. So now the seven, we have two more oilim, and we have seven psukim left. Uviyayma Shabbos havien trei. Viyayma Shabbos is two psukim. Vrosh echad sheichem havien chamishe. Vrosh echad sheichem is five psukim. Is echinavit. So what should we do? Nikro trei meho. Now we need two more oilim. We have two parshias. Uviyayma Shabbos. Vrosh echad sheichem. Nikrei trei moho v'chad mahanoch. Let us lain two psukim for v'yayim ha-shabbos. One posik of Rosh Echad Sheichem. So there's a klal. Ein maschilem beparshe poches mishloisha psukim. When you're starting a new parshe, you have to go into the parshe shloisha psukim. Why do you have to go shloisha psukim? Because if you go less than Shloisha Psukim, so the Nechnosim, those which will come in by the next Oile, let's say by our case, Rosh Echad Sheichem, someone's going to come in by Rosh Echad Sheichem, and he started two Psukim after the Parsha started, or one Pasuk after the Parsha started. So the Nechnosim will think that the previous Oile lained only one Pasuk. That's what they're going to think. Is ein maschilim beparsha poches mishloisha psukim. So memela, so we have now like this. If the first two oilim will lain, each one will lain four psukim. So now we have two more oilim which have to lain. And these two oilim, if the first one will lain v'yayim ha-shabbos in one posik, so we have a problem, ein maschilin beparsha pochis mishloisha psukim. Ein maschilin beparsha pochis mishloisha psukim. So that's not an eitzer. Likri trei moho v'tlosa mehach, I will lain v'yayim ha-shabbos, which is two psukim. And then we will lain three psukim from a Rosh Echad Sheichem, which this parsha has five psukim. Poshulahu trei. Then we only have two psukim left over. So the fourth oile will have only two psukim. That's also no good. So that was the shaila that Ule Barav asked from Rav. So what do you do, Rosh Chodesh? How do you divide up the kriya that there shouldn't be any problems? Omaloi, so he told him, Zu loy shamati. I don't have a mesire on Rosh Chodesh what to do. But ki yaitzi bo shamati. But I'll tell you a similar case where there also was a problem, that I know, this Amachlekes Rav and Shmuel, what to do. This not, we learned the Mishnah in Tainus as follows. The Mamodais, the Anshei Maimed, used to be Keire, Beteire, and Maise Bereishis, the whole week that they were there. So the Mishnah says, Bayoim Harishin, Sunday, so what did they learn? They learned Bereishis, Vihirokia. That's what, that was the Kriya for Yom Rishon. V'toni Allah, we learned in Abaraisa, Bereishis Bishnayim, they needed three oilim, Bereishis Bishnayim, so there were two oilim for Bereishis, Yirikiya Be'echot. Ravina and Bo, so we asked on this Bereishis as follows, Bishlayim Yirikiya Be'echot, Yirikiya Yevon Oile, the Tlosa Psuki Habe, it's three psukim. So that's sufficient for one oila. El bereishis bishnayim, but bereishis there should be two oilim. How you can do that? Chamisha psuki have it. Do you only have five psukim in bereishis? V'tanya, we learned hakeire b'teire leyivchais mishleisha psukim. Each oila has to learn three psukim. So how are you going to stick in two oilim in parshas bereishis that has five psukim? V'itmeralo. So on this Mishnah we have a machlokes Rav Shmuel. V'itmeralo. Rav Omar Doilig. Rav says that we have five psukim, so the Oila Rishain lanes three psukim, and the Oila Hashaini starts from pasuk number three. He goes back. He repeats pasuk number three, and he says he also has three psukim, 3, 4, 5. Ushmuel Omar Poisek. And Shmuel says no, that the Oila Rishain blames the first two psukim in half of the third pasuk. So he has 2.5 psukim, which is equivalent to 3. And the Oila Shain, he also has 2.5 psukim, which also equivalent. So each one, so we made from these 5 psukim 2.5 and 2.5, and that's Kilo, each one had 3 psukim. So now the Gemara explains the machlokes. Rav Omar Doilig, my time ele Omar Poisik. Why didn't he say Poisik? Kosova ko psuke de le poske moishe anan le paskinele. That to split a posik in half, we have a mesire that one has to, Moshe Rabbeinu was mevaru, which is the gemara of a posik, so you're not allowed to make a hefsik and to stop a posik in the middle. Anan loy paskin alay. So memele, so that's no eitze. So the only eitze will be doilig. Ushmul oma paskin alay. In fact, Shmuel holds paskin alay. It's such an inyan, you can be posik a posik in the middle. But Omar Rab Hananya Karo, Rab Hananya was a Balkaire, he was a Malamat Tanoikis. He said, Tzar Godel Hoyeli Eitzel Rab Hanina HaGodel. That means he was tining by Rab Hanina HaGodel, he was a Malamat Tanoikis, and many times the children could not comprehend the complete posik. So he said it would be much more practical to teach them a half posik at a time. Lohitali Livsoik, and he was matter to be Paisik Aposk, Elod Neukishol Beis Rabin, Hoyul Islami Dasuyin, so for that he gave me a heter. But we see it's not a poshet zach to be Mapsik Aposik, Leposik Moshe. So what is Pshat and Shmuel? So the Gemara answers, Hosam Taima Mai, Mishum Deloy Efsha. So Shmuel said, no, Bolomaisa, he got a heter. Mechnina Godlu gave him heter because leyepsha, it's difficult. So there he gave him heter to be poisik. Ochanami leyepsha. He also, there's no way, you have a problem. You have 5 psukim and 2 oilim, so you have to be poisik. Frag the Gemore Ushmul Omar poisik. My time loy Omar doilik. Why doesn't Shmuel say, Rab says he doesn't say like Shmuel because he holds you not poisik. Shmuel, why doesn't he say like Rav Doilig? So he says, Gzeira mishum anichnosim umishum ayetze. So he says, Rav's ayetze is a shrek lecha ayetze, mishum anichnosim. That means, what's gonna be? Rav says that that one person learns the first pasuk, the first three pasukim. Fine. Now, so there's left over two more pasukim. So number one, the yoytzim, those who are going to go out after the first oyla, those who are going to go out. So they see there's two pasukim left over, and they're going out. So they know already that the second oyla is going to get two pesukim. So the yoytzim will come to the conclusion that you can give an oyla two pesukim. That's the gzeiros hayoytzim. Now what does the Rav says that the second oyla is going to be daylik. So he's going to start from pasuk number three. So the nichnosim who are going to come in now when he's an oyla. So they're going to see that the first one only had two psukim. He's starting from pasuk number three. So Memele, so he doesn't hold of this eitza of Rav. Zeir mishum nechnas mishum ayoyt. So that's his machlokes. So Rav has said, so Mestame here will have the same problem. Here we have a problem what to do, so it's totally in the machlokes, Rav Shmuel. Meisvei. So the Gemara asks Akashim, Parsha Shoshisha Psukim, we learned the Baraisa as follows. Parsha Shoshisha Psukim. What if you have a Parsha of six Psukim, Kairan Oisa Bishnai? So then you can call up two Oilim. Each one will get three psukim. Vishel chamisha psukim. What if you have a parsha of five psukim? B'yochit. So then you call up one oyla. It says further in the baraisa, koro rishon shloisha. What happens if the rishon learned three psukim, and now what do you do now? Now you have a problem. So the Baraisa says, Koire Sasheni, Koire Shnayim Iparshazu. So the second Oile learns two from this Parsha. Ve'echod mi Parsha Acheres. And he'll learn one mi Parsha Acheres. So he'll have his three Psukim. So the first day he holds, he doesn't hold the Klal of Emas Chilim Beparsha Pochis Mishloisha Psukim, that one is not permitted to start a Parsha unless he lanes three psukim, and he's not afraid that the nechnosim, which will come in by the next oyle, they'll see that there was a posik before, that there's a posik missing from the beginning of the parasha, so they'll say it's a rai that the first oyle had an aliyah of a posik. He's not afraid of the problem that will come out from the nechnosim. V'yesh oimre, and now we have another Tana that holds shloisha, that you learn three psukim, l'pishem aschim l'beparsha poches mishloisha psukim. V'im iso, frekte gemore. So now, according to Rav Shmuel, as Rav Shmuel gave eitzes on parshas bereishis, that there were five psukim, so then they made kunzen in the five psukim. You had two oilim, either doilig or poisig. Here, this baraisa had a problem that someone laying three psukim in the parsha that has five psukim, and then here the eighth of the baraisa is you go to the next parsha. Why do you have to go to the next parsha? We can do the kunzen that Rav Shmuel said. V'misa lamanda omar doilig nidloig. So according to Rav, you don't learn the next parsha, go back a posik, and then you'll, the second oila will learn three psukim. Lamanda omar posik nivsoik. So Rashi said, we're not goyres this. Here pasnet posik, because the first oila will learn three complete psukim, so you can't be posik now. So Rashi is meichik. So the Gemara answers, Shani Hosom the Efsha Bohochi. So the Gemara says that there's a big difference. There's no Kasha and Rav. I mean, Rav was speaking about a case that you have Bereshis and Yehilakiya. So, so there was no Eitzah Watah. You couldn't go further. The Yehilakiya is, that's the third Oila. So you have to cram in the two Oilim in Parshas Bereshis. So there, that Mezugan Eitzis and Machen Kunzen. So it's Doilig. But over here this is speaking about a Aliyah. Here we're speaking about Beis Vehei, so Mamela, so if you have any problems, so you can solve the problem very easily. You can solve the problem by going to the next parsha, and laying three psukim in the next parsha, one pasuk in the next parsha. So Mamela, so here, so the Barais is no stirit. He says, Be'etzim, Rav is also moided to the Ha'orah of Shmuel, that, that if you're going to be doilig, there's a problem with the nechnosim, there's a problem with the yaitzim, but vusel maton, you don't have an eitzim. But over here you have a very easy eitzim. Go further, go to the next parsh. This is what we were up to yesterday. Omar Rabbi Tamchum, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Aloche ki yesh oimrim. That, now we hear here a machloikis, that if in the case where someone learned three psukim in the parsha, you have a five posik, a parsha of five psukim, so what does he do? So the Tanakhama says that you learn the two psukim plus one posik in the next parsha. The Yeshayim will say you learn three psukim in the next parsha, als kveres hanichnosim. So Amar Bishum Malevi, aloche ki Yeshayim. One member of Rabbi Tamchim. But Omar Rabbi Tamchim, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, now Rabbi Tamchim said b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, another member. Kishem she'ein maschilim b'parsha poches megimul psukim. Just like that you're not permitted to start a new parsha with less than three psukim, we paskin like the Yeshayimrim, Kach ein mishayrim beparsha poches mishloisha psukim. So you're not permitted to be mishayah beparsha poches mishloisha psukim. Because if you're going to be mishayah, if you're going to be mishayah less than three psukim, let's say you'll have a parsha of five psukim, and you're going to learn three psukim, so this gzeiris ayoytzim, those who go out, they'll say, Mistamba the next Eilu will only read two psukim. So you have a second psak of Rab Tamchim. He says, you don't start a parsha unless you read three psukim in the parsha, and you don't leave over in a parsha unless you leave over three psukim. So the Gemara asks, on the second psak of Rab Tamchim, pshite. So that's poshut. It's not necessary to relate this. Hashte. Uma aschalte. The komekel tanekame. We have here, the Baraisa, it says two halachas. The Baraisa, it says, if you have a parsha of five psukim, only one person should learn it. That's a Dova Muskim. The Tanis says what happened if a person learned only three psukim. Now you have problems. So then you go to the next, parsha. But lachatchile, only one person should learn. Now why should lachatchile one person learn? What's wrong with three? Let the first Eila have three, and the second Eila have two plus with the next parsha. So al kolchoch, everyone is moide, because if the first Eila has three, so you are meshayer in the first parsha two psukim, and the yaitzim, those who leave after the first aliyah, they're going to come to the conclusion that the next day is only going to have two psukim. So it seems, so this is a double muskim, that gzeiris hayoitzim, everyone holds. I mean, the Tanakhama, that was Mekel. He did not hold up Gzeiris HaNichnosim. The Tanakhama said, you're allowed to lane in the second Parsha one Pasuk. He's not afraid of Gzeiris HaNichnosim. Oh, but Gzeiris HaYoytzim, he is afraid. So Memela said, the Gemara is asking Akasha, so Rab Tamchem, if you paskin like the Yeshayimim, who are afraid of Gzeiris HaNichnosim, Havadi Gevis, they're machma in Gzeiris HaYoytzim, because of the Tanakhama is machma in Gzeiris HaYoytzim. That's Shand the Gemara's Kasha. Let us see, Pshite, why does Rab Tamchem have to tell us that we are afraid of Gzeiris HaYoytzim? You're not allowed to be Mishayim. To start a new parsha. The Kameikel Tanakhama. The Tanakhama held you allowed to learn one pasuk in the new parsha. Machmeri Yeshoimrim, but the Yeshoimrim are machmer, so the Yeshoimrim are chayish for gzeiras anichnosim. Shiur, the machmer Tanakhama. Shia to be Mishayah less than three psukim, that a fellow the Tanakam is Machma. Like Kolshke in the Machmer Yeshoimri. So Mamela, so it's not necessary. If you paskin like the Yeshoimri, so I know that this Chumal Zichar be able to figure out by myself. Why do you have to tell over another member that he was Machma? She's not allowed to be Mishayah less than three psukim. So the Gemara says, no, Mao de Teime, Nichnosim Shchichi. That means this is Shchiach. Someone should come in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. That could come out. Shchichi. Yoitzim Loi Shchichi. Someone should leave in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. The Monchi Sefer Torah V'Novki Sefer Torah Zan De Bime. No, if it's Ben Gavra Le Gavra, but someone should leave if it's in the middle, loy shchichi. So memele, so I would think, there's no proof that what the Yesh Oimrim are machmer gzeiris hanichnosim, so avade gevis, there'll be machmer gzeiris ayoitzim. Verkehrt, yoitzim is a milsa de loy shchichi. So it could be beglade that machmer gzeiris ayoitzim. So that's when Tamchen had to tell us, no, it's not like that. Everyone knows Gzeres HaYoytzim also, and therefore you're not permitted to be Mishayah less than three psukim b'seif parsha. Kamash Melo. V'tanikam. Now the Gemara asks, the Tanikam was machmer by Gzeres HaYoytzim. You're not allowed to be Mishayah less than three psukim, but you're allowed to start a parsha with less than three psukim. V'tanekama maishna shiyuri deloi. Why did he say you're not permitted to leave over less than three psukim? Mishum yaitzim, because of the gzeres hayaitzim. People are going to go out after the first oyla. They're going to say the next oyla will have two psukim. So haschuli nami gzeira mishuma nichnosim. So the same problem arises that if you're going to start two psukim after the ascholos haparsha, so the nichnosim are going to say that the previous oile learned two psukim. Omri manda ayu shiuli shayu. A person comes in and he's going to see something very important. The oile that he came into is going to learn three psukim. Now the oiler before lain two psukim. That's what it seems. So he's going to ask, "What's pshat?" I mean, he won't take everything face value. What's pshat? Why is it he has three and the other one had two? And they'll tell him the other one didn't have two. So memele, a person who comes into a beis haknesses, so even though there is something that could be ma'oirer to usim, but it can be solved. There's people to ask, and they'll ask. It's a modern zach, so they'll ask. But that's by the nechnosim, mandayu shiyu ishayu. But by the yoitzim, if he leaves, there's no one to ask. He goes out and he sees already that there's two psukim left for the parsha. He knows. He knows that, I mean, to figure out mathematics itself. The parsha ends in two psukim, and so mistama, this oila will only get two psukim. Sholach le rabbe berei de rove le rab Yosef ilches amai. Now the Gemara says, no, la loch we have a machlokes rav and shmuel by the parshas hamamodes, the machlokes rav and shmuel, what do we do with parshas bereishis? Sholach le ilches doilig, ye doilig vem tsoi doilgon. That means the second oilon, Parshas Bereishis, he goes back a pasuk, and we paskin like Rav. Now let us start Rashi. Kishem Shein Maschilim. The parsha bepoches mishloi shepsukim gzeira mishum. That's the second member of Rav Tamchem. Gzeira mishum anechnosim shiusvurim loikora ze elo shnei psukim shalascholas parsha zu shelo yoyu bebeis haknesses veloi shamu shekora mi parsha yoyne. So they were gozer that you're not allowed to start with less than three psukim. Kachim mishayrim, gzeirim mishuma yoytzim. Shesvurim, they'll be under the impression, shahakoyre achrov shalzeh, lo yikro elo shnei psukim anoysorim. So they also won't, the yikro shnei psukim anoysorim, so that's why you're not allowed to be mishayrim. Shiyo, the kamach metane kan, the toni, Bishal Chamisha biyochid. The Tanakama said, Ayochid, only Ayochid should learn Chamisha. Leimrina yikra harishin shloisha v'yivsaikim yirza. And he could stop after three psukim. So memele vafal pikein is machmer by that's written is meiko by the scholars of parshim. So the yeshaimrim. Who's machmer by the scholars of parsha? Rather, give us a should be machmer by the shir and the parsha. So the Gemara answers: Nichnosim shchichi, the nichnosim are shchich. Lefichach ichmiru yesh aimrim ba'aschole. So therefore, the yesh aimrim were machmer. This is shchich. Someone should come in late. And we said that the yesh aimrim hold shiuli mashal. Kshayishma shekoyri asheni shloisha mikrois. When they'll see that the second one learned three psukim, varishan lekori mi parsha zu elishnayim, yishal, so it's, but hayach kore rishan shne psukim vula yoysa, viyim vula shekore mi parsha yoyne. They'll tell them that he learned from the parsha yoyne. Hilchis mai, bishel ma'amodis. Now, by shel ma'amodis, what do we do? What do we do by parshas bereishis? Vem tzoi doilig. So he told them we paskin like kaap. Doilig vem tzoi doilga. Sheim lo yedalik. If he won't be medalik, sheim lo yedaliku. Yehitzorich, so if he won't be medalik, and they'll start from the fourth pasuk. Yehitzorich l'shayer beparshe poches mishloishe psukim. So he's going to be mishayer in the second parsha. So he's going to say two psukim in parshas bereishis. And he'll say, Chveis HaPosik in Behira Kiya. So we left over to Psukim. Vim Yikro Shloisha Minashni, if he'll learn the whole thing, is Nim Sakaira Kula. So then we don't have Samazai, so then we don't have what the third Oila should learn. Let us see Taisvis. אין מסחילן בפרשה פוחס מגימל פסוקים. That one is not permitted to start into a parasha and lay in less than three psukim. B'zeire mishum ha-nechnosim, shelo yitu loimar, she-oisoi she-kora lefonov. Like all the nechnosim will come in, it's two psukim after the beginning of the parasha, and they'll say that the previous oila le-kora le-shnei psukim. V'koshe al-minik shalonov. שאנו קוירים בפרשס ויחל בתייניס, ברישן מסחל שום, והוא לסויף שני פסוקים מפרשו של המיילו, וכן המפטר ביונטב חלמי דה פסח, כציד ביונטב אחרין, ובחלמי דה פסח, שמאסר מקרבתם שולסויף שני פסוקים מראש הפרשה. Now, first of all, we have to know, the Marsha brings down that, first of all, the Kasha is shver, what Taisvis is asking. Taisvis asks two Kashas. So we have to, let's get a Chumash for 1 minute. In Chumash it says as follows. In Parshas Kisisa, in Lamed Beis Pasuk Zayin, starts a new Parsha. V'yedaber, that's Lamed Beis Pasuk Zayin. V'yedaber Hashem al Moshe lechreit kishichas amcho shaleiso mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Soru maher min aderer shel tzivisim osulam egel maseicho v'yishtachvolei v'yizbucholei v'yemru eila lehecha yisro shalucham yaratz mitzchayim v'yem Hashem al Moshe reisi esom azavini am kshei oirefu v'ata anichali v'yicha apibem v'achalem v'esa oischo legoi godu. So we have four psukim from the beginning of the parsha. ויחל מוישה ספני השם אלוהיכו. נו, סנטח מרדי, כפו פסוקים. תאיסוס אולי יש תו פסוקים. נאו, דמרשו יש סדקשה, דמרשו בינגזן לתשובס המריל, which I don't have. טובי המה wanted to say a very good word, that תאיסוס held that from פוסק תס, if we look at the psukim again, Posik Tes starts a new inyan. Zayin eches, v'daber Hashem ha-moyshe l'achreit, kishichas amcho, shalisa mi'aretz Mitzrayim, soru ma'ar min ha-derech. So he told them to go down. Period. Now, in Posik Tes, v'yoymer Hashem el-moyshe, a new amire. That means this is a new inyan. First, you have to go down. ראיסי אסאום הזה והנה עם קשי אירפו ואתה ניחלי ואיך אפי בן וחלם ואיסא איסכו לגוי גודו ויחל מוישה. So באמסן, from פוסק טס, starts already a new עניין. Before was לחרד, now it's a הלצח בוסמד אבטון זה כלל ישראל. So this, from פוסק טס, starts a new עניין. So that what Taisvis says, from the beginning of the parsha, there's two psukim. That basically means, even though the parsha, the way with this, the parsha really begins from pasuk zayin, but the beginning of the inyan is pasuk tes. So there's two psukim. This is a new inyan in Gansen. But yoymer Hashem al Moshe, it's a new inyan. So faker, so. So he'll start, he's starting in the middle of this inyan. So he's going to think that Mustama, the previous Eila, this is the previous Eila started from Pusik Tes. Now the same problem we have, and let's look at Parshas Pinchas. Taisus S is a problem by the Hikrafta. In Parshas Pinchas, so look at, this is Chav Ches, Posek, Yotes. So Taisvah says that this is the Musafim of Pesach, Vikraftem. So Taisvah says, you don't have three psukim from the beginning of the parsha. Now that's also a problem. We should do have three psukim from the beginning of the parsha. V'chayda sharishim ba'aba osa, v'chamisha osa, and v'yayim arishim ikakaydish. So that's also the masha brings down the kasha. So that was the problem. So Tavyam also wanted to say, could be, the first posik is speaking about Yom Yudalit. That's a different inyan. The inyan of speaking about Yontif starts from Chamisha Osa Yom HaChedesh Hazeh, is Chog, Vayim HaRisha Mikra Kedesh, Vikraf Tamisha. So it could be this is a Bezundere inyan, so on the Ascholos inyan, there's two psukim from the Ascholos inyan, and Tais is held from the Ascholos inyan, that's where you has been with. Unto the Shtautzu, that's when they bring down from the Goyin, the Maiser Rav, when he was, Shnai Mikra Vechat Targum, he didn't go with the Parshis, he went with the Inyonim, he used to say over a whole Inyon, and then he went back again with the Targum. The Goyin was Mavased with Inyonim. So it could be that that's how Taisus understood also, that you have to Cheshmu with Inyonim. So this is two psukim after the new Inyan starts. So let's go back. Let's see again the lashon of Taisvus. Because Shalminik Shalon, Shonu Koyrim beParshas VaYichal beTainis, Vorishin Maschul Shom, Buhu leSoif Shnei Psukim iParshas Shalomayo. That means that Scholas Inyan, it's two psukim later. Chayna Mafter. Beyond of this, the Beishitzok makes a grace. Beyond the Achrin, Bechayla Moed the Pesach, Shemasro Mivikraftem, Shulusayv Shnei Psukim Eroish Parsha. Again, from the Inyan, we'll start speaking about Yontev. It's two psukim. Now, on this kasha, there's a beautiful teretz from the Taisus Arosh. I think the Motrai. They say a beautiful teretz. This whole problem of starting in the middle of a parsha, and they'll say the previous oila lane to psukim. That's if he's a second oila. If he's a Levi, so he's a second oila, so now the one who comes in will start thinking, so what did the first oila have? So the first oila, he had to psukim. So Mamela will come to such a conclusion. But by v'yichal and v'yikraftem, he's the first oila. He's the v'chal. V'chal is he's the first oila by v'yichal. V'kraftem is a new sefer Torah. I mean, so this is also like there's no hemshich from before. They didn't learn before from this parsha. And this parsha, this is the first kriya on this parsha. So no one learned. So if no one learned before, so then they want geyser. Mishuma Nechnosim, the whole Gzeira of Mishuma Nechnosim was when there was a previous Koyrein, the previous Parsha, now you have to start figuring out how much did he learn. That's problematic already. So people jump to conclusions. But if there's no previous Koyrein period, so they want Geyser. But Taisvus does not hold like this. The Yesh Loima, the shani elu haparshiyos shere yiduis ein loilam veleka lemiti. People know that, Fakel, people know that it starts as parshas vayichal, by every tiny slain vayichal, and then vikraftim yelein the whole, yidavin musaf, you say vikraftim, people know that there's a haschole, that means not stamazoi if the poil is a maschol. A poil is a masl could be, if it's not a bakanta parsha, some emele, we would be geyser. But the shani elo parsha, shere yidu, sein lo oilam, the lekka lemita, so they know that you start from here because it's a bakanta parsha. V'chein parsha shel Rosh Chodesh. Now, Tosfos becomes a little shver. Chem parsha shel Rosh Chodesh shehashlishi koirei uvayoyim haShabbos What do we do? We do by Rish Chodesh as follows. By Rish Chodesh, we paskin like Rav. So the first oila lines three psukim. The second oila is doilek. And he leaves over three psukim for the end of the parsha of Parshas HaTomid. The third oile lanes the three psukim of Parshas HaTomid and two psukim of Yom HaShabbos, and the fourth oile starts of Rosh Chodesh. That's what we do. So Tosfos says, you know, there's a problem here also. The shlishi lanes of Yom HaShabbos, uberevi, uberoshe chodsheichem. The revi lanes beroshe chodsheichem. Ein lochu shana. The nichnosim that'll come by revi, they'll come and by revi, and they'll just go and look what was the previous oile. So they see the previous oile is a parsha of tupsukim. So memele ein lochus shema yoimru anichnosim shashlishi lekore elo shnei psukim veyoim hashabbos. Yeah, lochayre, I mean, he's leaving, before him is a parsha of two psukim. So people say they don't know what happened that he learned three psukim from before. They'll think he learned this parsha of two psukim. Shreyadovo yodua loilam. So now all of a sudden Tosfos says, everyone knows how the Kriya goes. Everyone knows how the Kriya goes. So the Yama wanted to say, why is this all of a sudden Yadua Loilam? Because Chesh Chodesh you learn every month. So Memele, like this, the Parshish we learn, who knows when? They finished the whole cycle in a year. In other places they finished in 3 years the whole cycle. So the Tainis, where Yechal, they knew, Vikraftem, they knew. Here they also know. This is a they become the parshiyus of Memele. So the Eilam knows that the Shlishi didn't start from V'yayim HaShabbos. No, the Beis Yitzchak asks Akasha, so Tsheklech. So our whole sugya is very motne. I mean, our whole sugya started, we had a problem, what to do, how to do it. If the first two are going to lane, the first two are going to lane for psukim, and the shlishi will say v'yayim hashabbos in one pasuk, so we have a problem. Ein maschilim b'parsha pochas m'shloish psukim. What's going to be with the nechnosim? The nechnosim. Pasha says, Tosfos says, yeah, I mean, we start, whatever you have, we have problems with the nechnosim. And the Tosfos says, but here, this Pasha, everyone knows. I mean, they know what happened. They won't. So Mamela, it's a shrek. So this, the Beis Yitzchak says he doesn't understand. This Teretz of Tosfos is very difficult. What do you do with the sugya? Then Tosfos has another chashi. Kam yeshlam lachshoyf. Well, the she'im kain, that means they come in. And they see that the Revi is starting of a Rosh Chodsheichem. And they see what was before, or before was V'yayim HaShabbos. So the kasha was that they're going to think that the previous oila lane the V'yayim HaShabbos. So Tosfos says, Gam yeshlam lachshev she'im kain. If he only lane, if he starts from V'yayim HaShabbos, like hoyo loy leniach k'shegiyah leparsha, shrei gam zu me'ein parsha she'hiniach bo. That means that they're going to have a kasha. That means, why should you give the Revi a fat aliyah of 5 psukim and give him only 2 psukim? I mean, what? They're going to start thinking, satach nishkem pshat. I mean, afilo will come to a conclusion, that they could come to a conclusion, the 2 psukim are enough. But now, the shayla is, did he have 2 psukim or not? So, l'chayre, so if he didn't have 2 psukim, if he only had 2 psukim, so why did they do such a thing? Why didn't you give him some more? That means the nechnosim will be able to figure out themselves that al kochoch shlishi had more than 2 psukim. Because if he only had 2 psukim, so why didn't you give him some from the, why didn't you give him some psukim from another posik from the Rosh HaShechem? This is the Rosh HaShechem is five psukim. So they'll figure out some stomach if you're giving him five. Stomach also had five. Not Taka the Chesh, but Taka had five. So Memele, so here, it's not Olu. That means it's not Olu that there should be a toys. I mean, let's explain a little bit. The toys, I mean, we're afraid of Nechnosim. Nechnosim, they'll see someone here too. I mean, they see they're giving Elias of three. But the Nechnosim will say, but good, Elias of three, but Mustame two is also good. It means B'shas HaTrat you can give two. That means, a person is a gabbai, he's a gabbai in the shul, and there's 10 yotzeit, and he has a lot of problems. So he'll come to a maisera. Someone once told me he davened nevach in the shul, he was a kohen, they never gave him an aliyah. There were yotzeit in every month, montik and donishtik, and if they'll give it the kohen and levi, so forget about the yotzeit, forget about the yotzeit, forget about the minyan also. So mamela, he never got an aliyah. But al kaponim is stomach, this toys that the Nechnosim and Yoitzim are going to get, I mean, that I see that people are getting aliyahs for three. So they see that, but they see one thing, that two, b'shas atrach you can give for two also. That's all you have to know. B'shas atrach you can give from two, by Sarav, I saw it, I figured it out. So Mamela, that'll be the chubin, which will come out from the Nechnosim and Yoitzim. So Mamela, but they also understand this. Mustamad is a mile of three, but you can give two also. So here they'll have a kasha. Why didn't they give the previous one three? They weren't dochuk. Why are you giving him five? So al kochach, they'll be able to figure out that al kochach shlishi also had more than two psukim. And so Mamela, so there's no kilk. Then Isa, lemanda oma doileg lidloik. The Gemara asked Akashe and Shmuel, and Rav and Shmuel, we had a Baraisa. The Baraisa says that if you have a parsha of five psukim, and the first oile lained only three, so the second oile goes into the next parsha. V'misa l'man doma doileg lidlik. So the Gemara asked, if there's an eighth of doileg, so be doileg. So let him start. Perish akuntris, the laman the omar paisik like koshamidi. If you hold paisik is like koshamidi, then nothing is fair. Why? The kivin shekara rishin shloisha psukim. Here you can't say paisik, because he learned three complete psukim. Ain't live say koit. So maila sots no kash. Because for Tachtaisves, the man the Oma Paisik is like Shapir Nami Doilik. The one that says you can split up a posik is like Shapir Nami Doilik. He also holds that you can go back a posik. Ilav Gzeire Mishum Anichnosim Bahayotim. That means the Gemara asked before, why doesn't Shmuel hold of Doilig? So Shmuel said, listen, no, Doilig, you're getting into hot water. Number one, the first one, he's Mashiach Tupsukim. So Mamela, so the Yaitzim will say he can lane Tupsukim. And number two, the Paiseach is gonna start Tupsukim after the beginning of the parsha. He's gonna start by the third posse. So Memele, so they'll think that there'll be a toys of the Nichnos. But that's why it doesn't hold. But in Yesod, but let's forget about these problems. But in Yesod, are you permitted to go back? If there wouldn't be this problem, you could go back a pasuk. There's no problem in that. The problem is, by going back, we'll have different problems. We have a problem. Fraktoisves, Bahochi, Nehei Shein Oni Yechoilim Lesaken. We can't be Mesaken, Masha Osohori Shein, Shehito Es Hayoitzim. שיסברו שבועחוב לא יקרא לשני פסוקים. מכל מוקים היו להם לסכן, שלא ייתו הנכנוסים, לפי שמסחו זה בשני פסוקים סומך לפרשם. So the Beis Yitzchok says, Pshat and Toisvis, that Toisvis is asking such a kasha. Now, in the case of the Baraisa, the Baraisa, there was five psukim. There were five psukim. The first Oila line three. Now, when the first Oila line three, so that's, it's bitter, that's a Muvus LaYuchel Iskei. So those who were Yoitzim got already the message that you can, the next Oila is going to line two. That we can't fix, that's. Now, the Shaila is what to do now. What to do now? So the Gemara is Takasha and Rav, let him go back to Pasuk 3, and he'll learn his three psukim. Shmuel held that's not the right thing to do, to go back to Pasuk 3, because by going back to Pasuk 3, we'll have the Nechnosim will say that the previous Eile had two psukim. Fine. Good. You know what he should do? Let him go back to Pasuk 3, the second half of the Pasuk. So Lemaise, so will be misakin, there won't be any problem on the Nechnosim. That means the Nechnosim will come in and will see that he started from the second half of Pasuk 3. So Mamela, so he was misakin. The first kilka was done already. That we can't accomplish. We can't fix it anymore. That's done. But Taisu says, we have an Eitzit now what to do. According to Rav, the Gemara said, you go back to Pasuk 3. So that Shmuel holds, that's no Eitzel. Pasuk 3 is a kilkel for the Nechnosim. They're going to say that the first Oiva line to Pesukim. For Ektach Toysa, so let him go back to the second half of Pasuk 3. Or go back to the second half of Pasuk 3. So on Kaponim, there won't be any kilkel of the Nechnosim. The Nechnosim are coming, they said that. He lane, so Mestama, the first Oiva lane, the 2.5 Pesukim. So that's no problem. So Memele, so Taisus means to say, so the Beis Yitzchok says, Pshat, the Lashon of Taisus as follows. Let's just see, the Oyster Benik is very good. But let's see Innovenik. So he says as follows. Let us see Innovenik. Let's start from the beginning. Pesha kuntis laman doma paisik leikoshim midi. There's nothing to ask. The kivin shakarishin shloishim psukim and live sekoi. Vikoshim, no, you could still be paisik. Laman doma paisik. Islay Shapir Namiduk. Theoretically you can go back. There's no problem of going back. But the only problem of going back is because that'll bring a problem of the Nechnosim. That we can't fix anymore. That's spilt milk. She is the Yoitzim hold Shabu Achov La Yikro Eloshnei Psukim. Mikobokim Hoylum Lasakim. But they should have made a takone. You don't have to go to the next parsha. You can make a takone. Shita nechnosim. Lefi shemaschel zebishnei psukim. Somach leparsha. That means if he wouldn't be mafsik and he'd go, and he would start all the way to be doilig, then there'd be a kilkel. So let him start a half a pasuk later. Shlayito anechnosim lefi shemaschel zebishnei psukim somach leparsha. No, he should go back a half a posik. The kachnir leforish the laman the omar posik lekoshe midi. That so Betzim Taisa says Remesid there is a kasha on posik also. Let him go back. The lidei tosi shaper. We have a posha to teretz. Shani hoche that the shani hoche the loy. We had already, the Gemara is Takasha and Shmuel. Shmuel had said that what? That you're mafsik. So the Gemara is Takasha, how could you be mafsik? So he said it's Layepsha. So Abal Kaponim, so we had our guidelines already. According to Shmuel, when the only reason you're permitted to be Paisik is because it's Layepsha. But over here, if you can go further, so by Zichi, you're not Mavsik. So that the Gemara knew that, and Shmuel is no Kasha. Shani Hosom the Efsha. So the Gemara answered as follows. The Gemara is Takashan Rav. What is Takashan Rav? That by Mamodes Rav Al holds Yudoylik. And here the Baraisa says, you go further. So the Gemara answers, Rav was also Moide, his Eitz is not a glat kosher the Eitz. I mean, the Zichag Zerav Nechnosim. But if it's Loyevsha, so what should you do? Loyevsha. Above there, the Barai says, Efsha, you can go to the next parshas on the Mele. If you can go to the next parshas, then you go to the next parshas. Kosher. Faktoisvis, Hech nogu ha'oilam b'choyloi shal moyid shal chak b'chalamoyid av sukkis. Now, b'chalamoyid shal sukkis, we have four oilam. The first oila and the second oila is kaira sveika de yoime. The third oila is kaira the kriya of the next day. And the fourth oila goes back to sveika de yoime. The fourth oila goes back to sveika de yoime. Kosha hech nagu ha oilam b'chayle shal moyit shal chak. She kaira al revi kol ma she kovu ashnayim. He learns the first two kriyas. But hoche the loy sharinan loy doilig loy poisik el eiche de loy efshe. Vafilo hoche de koma meshuma nechnosim v'yaitze. Now, besides being miyashiv, the velta, which are very complicated, but let us just say what Taisvus is asking. The Beis Yitzchok says, Taisvus is asking as follows. The Gemara over here, our Gemara said that in the case of the Mamodis, so we hear here an Eitze with Rav and Shmuel, Rav says Doilek, Shmuel says Paisik, and Be'etzem, everyone at Zichkikhain, it's not glad, Paisik isn't glad, Doilek isn't glad. But what you should do is Layevsha. You have to do something. But if it's Layevsha, but if it's Evsha, tak evsha. So, Vector Taisis, why is it Layevsha by Bereshis? You know what you do? You have, by the Mamodis, the first Oila lanes Bereshis, the second Oila lanes Bihokia, the third Oila lane Bereshis again. If there's no problem, to go back to a kriya which was lent already, so memela, and if you go back to Bereshis, there's no problem. There's a problem of nechnosim. Here you have problems of nechnosim in Yoitz. We have a problem of kol posik loy posik moisha. But we're stretching out our necks because it's layevsha. We have to do something. You want to know what to do? Go back to Bereshis, just like you do it by Cholam Oitzukis, you go back and there's no problem whatsoever. So do the same thing over here. Let us see in the Vainik that the Lashon is a bit shver, but that's he says Pshat and Taisvis. Now let us see in the Vainik Nachmo. Kesh, Kosha. Heich Nogu Ha'olam B'chilei Shal Moyet Shal Chak She'koyre Ha'revi Kol Ma She'koru Ashnai. He goes back and no problem. Bahoche the loy sharinin. We're not matter loy doilig loy. Bahoche the loy sharinin. Bahoche the loy sharinin loy doilig loy paisik. Elahecha the Layevsha. We were only matter doiling and paisik el Layevsha. The vavilu hachid the koma mishuma nichnosim vayoytsim. So lechayr taisis means to say that Rav, that was Mata Doilek, even though there's Nechnosim V'yaitzim, but what can you do? That means Doilek is a problem on Nechnosim V'yaitzim, but Asla Yavshi, you had to do it. I've also knew Shmuel's Taine. So Taisus asks, so why do you do such a thing? Do what we do, Halamayt Sukkis. Period. Akasha. Taisus doesn't know, if it's good for Halamayt Sukkis, why can't it be good for the Anshe Maim? Miyu hop shitala. Now new thing. That's poshet. Shim kora oisoi shalifnei ha'achin. What happens if you have a shim kora oisoi shalifnei ha'achin ad shnei psukim misoif aparshe shebepesach oi batzeres? If you have that the last aliyah before achrein, he leaned to the last two psukim. He left over the last two psukim. Now that what Taisva says, Pesach Ayatzeres, so the Beisitzok asks, I mean, it's not only a problem Pesach Ayatzeres, it's a problem every Shabbos, Yodi Yom Tovim also. So you have to know why Taisva chaps on Pesach Ayatzeres. Sha'achrein, so then Taisva says, so what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? That means we have guidelines in our Gemara, that Eichad the Efsher, you're doiling. Eichad the Efsher, you go further. So Taisva says, Sha'achrein Sahir, Lalochabo Paskin, doiling Lamalo. If this case happened, that the last Oila left over to Psukim, so you'll be doiling Lamalo. Layikro Shnei Psukim Sheinia Ha'acher, the Gimel, the Beis Yitzchak makes a grace over here. He says there was a Gimel Neshtrechle, and the Gimel Miparsha Shal Achel, Kivin Lehava Minyoni Shal Yikes. You don't have an Eitz over, you don't have another Parsha. You don't have another Parsha, so Memele, so you go and so you'll Zicha Bidelek, that's what we're going to do. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ze Aklal, Kol Sheyesh by Musaf. The Mishnah gives us guidelines. When is there three? When is there four? So the Gemara says, Mishnah says, Kol sheyesh bo musaf, a day that there's an addition to, there's a called musaf. So, zeh klal, kol sheyesh bo musaf, ein yontev, kairan albo. Iboilu, tainis sibo bekama. What is the din? I a tainis sibo. Reishchoidish umoyedike kolben musaf arbo. That means that when it's a kolben musaf, then there's four. I will hochet the lekker kolben musaf loy. But if there's no kolben musaf loy, I dil mahochet nami ike musaf tfila. Maybe musaf does lav davke mean a kolben musaf. It means you add on a brocha to shmei nesrei betaynis to say anenus is also an asofer. So that's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means if you have an Ahisofer in that day, it's different than the other day. So you have four Oilim. Toshma. It says the Reisha Barosha Chadoshim Bukhele Shalmoit Kairin Abu or Betain Nesibo Gimel. So Mamela, so you see Klor, it says Dafke these days Yelain Abu. Like the Gemara Eima Reisha Bisheini Ubachmishi Ubishabis Bimincha Kairin Gimel. So that's when you learn Gimel, a tiny Sibarabo. Alamiya Lekala Mishmamina. So that you can't bring any raya from the Mishnah. Toshma. The Gemara wants to bring a raya now. What is the din by a tiny Sibar? The Rav Ikla Lebovul the tiny Sibar. Kom Kro Besifre. So he learned in the Sefer Torah. Posach. Posach, Borich, so he made a brocha rishayne, Chosim, then he was Chosim, the kriye, Buloi Boruch, and he didn't make a brocha achayne. He made a brocha rishayne without a brocha achayne. Now, a new maise, which we will not discuss now, Nofol kuli alme anapayu, everyone fell tachnun, v'ravloi nofol alape. That's another incident would happen, which is not negeya us now. Michday. So now the Gemara says, but let's talk about the first incident. The first incident that he made a brocha rishon, did not make a brocha achon. Michday. Rav bi Yisroel kora. Rav was a Yisroel. So he got shlishi. My time chosam v'loy borich. So why didn't he make a brocha achon? Lav mishum. The boiler mikra achina basrei. Mestame, because there's a revi, because there's another oiler. So the choysim is the last oiler. So memela, that's why the mikra achina basrei. So the Gemara says, loy, no, that's not the story. Rav bekahani kore. Rav, they was, this is the first oiler. So it was the first oiler. So forget that to say that he's paid, the Pesach is mavorich, and the choysim is mavorich. So he was the Pesach. Daha zok de gemore ay rav was na koyn da ravune kori be kahani khoshve yid is the also was took the liya rishayne the gemore says bishlay me ravune kori be kahani da filo ravami ve ravasi de kahani shive dari in israel mege kayfele la ravune bishlay me nu ravune to koyn. Because the Kahanim Chshivi Da'ara di Yisrael were kofuf to him. Kaifilei Ravuna. So Memele, so therefore, Lefi Kvoidei Volt Kepas to Teikoi. El Rav, Ha'ike Shmuel de Kahana Habe, Shmuel was a Koi. V'daber Olei, and Rav was Manig, Shmuel over him. So Memele, so Shmuel was, we'll see that Rav was Mechabit Shmuel. If Rav was Mechabit Shmuel, so Memele, so therefore, what right does he have to take coin if there's a coin around? So the Gemara answers, Shmuel nami meichiv havikayiv leile Rav. No, Shmuel was also kofuf to Rav. Rav was bigger than Shmuel. The Rav, who the Ovid lay COVID, no, Rav gave him COVID. We'll see there was a mice that, why he did it. But Rav was Mechabit Shmuel. But in Yesod, Shmuel was Kof of the Rav. The Chi Ovid lay Befonok. So when Shmuel was around, so he gave him COVID. Not because he was Mechuyiv to do it, because he felt he should do it. Shaloi Befonok lay Ovid lay. So Memela, so it's very good. In this pay with Rav, when Rav came to Bavel, Shmuel was in Nerdoi, Shmuel wasn't around. So Memela, so they gave Rav Koyin. So Memela, so it's very good. So that's why he made the Brocha Rishoin. He did not make the Brocha Koyin. Let us see Rashi. Mechdei Rav Yisrael Koro, Shai Rav Lehoi Yolei Koyin Vulei Levi. The Ravun, someone says, no, he was kind. The Ravun, the Korah Bekahani, from Sechaz Gittin, by the Zoki. So Mora says, no, Atushtel, Ravun, the Ravami, the Ravasi, were kof of the Ravun. But over here, Kishmur, Ben Ardoi, Shumi, within his bubble, the Kahanu, Vidaberi Lavi, Noi Koelius, Lamailo Mirav, he was Lamailo Mirav, Kadamrinim Bepek Merube, Rav loy ayil lekamei de Shmuel. The Gemara says a maise that they were once walking together to a shvua haben tasude, and Rav said, "I'm not walking it. For Shmuel should walk in." So we see that Rav was mechabit Shmuel. It was holeisik who should walk in first. Abon kapon, Rav says he's not going to walk in before Shmuel. So the Gemara says, "No, in Yisod Shmuel was kof of the Rav." The Rav who the Ovid lahai the Adbere lay a Kovid that he was mechabitim mishum the laitei Rav l'shmu, because by the first time they met together, the Gemara says a mishuna de kemaise in Masechta Shabbos that when Rav came to visit Shmu, when Rav came to Bavel, so it seems Rav had stomach problems. Shmuel was a roife by profession, and Shmuel wanted to heal Rav's problems. So he held that by giving him food, adashim and sheichel, which will bring on diarrhea, and but he didn't want that he should go to the Beis HaKisei. So when he came to him, he gave him these foods. He didn't tell him where the Beis HaKisei was, and it was embarrassing for Rav. But it was Lamaisa. This was the refuah. This was the refuah. So, but it seems Shmuel did not tell him the whole story that he's a doctor and this is a refuah. So Rav got very baledic from this maise. So the light Rav l'shmudla, look me bon, he shouldn't have children. In Lamaisa, the klala was neskayim, the Gemara said. But so, because of that, Rav felt that he was takim meshubet to Shmuel. So therefore he was machabet Shmuel. But you saw it, Shmuel was kof of Rav. Shaloi befonim leyavid loy. Shmuel loyhoi bebavol el ben ador. So it's a mamela, so there's no raya from this maise. It could be not as a revi, there's only three oilim, but he wasn't chaysim because he was kaira bekoyin. Frag the Gemara, zog the Gemara, och inami mistavre, the Rav bekahani kori. He's here to say that that's pshat in the maise. The Yisal kedaitach be Yisrael kore, if you'll say that he was the Shlishi, and you're saying he wasn't Chayisim. Why wasn't he Chayisim? Because there's a Revi'i, Lofaneh my time of Boruch. So if he's Shlishi, so why did he make a Brocha Rishayne? Fakert, as the Mishneh, the Peseich makes a Brocha Rishayne, and the Chayisim makes a Brocha Rishayne. So what says La'acha Takone? No, speaking about after the Takone, that Kol Oile we had on the Chafal of Mabez, that every Oile makes a bracha rishon and a bracha achrone. I hochi, I bezoi lachen nami levach. Mother, she comes after the takonis, I feel it is a revi. So the Gemara says, Shani, heiche de Yosef Rav, de meyal aili, meipak loinovki. So the Gemara, a very interesting teretz. What is the reason, why do we make a bracha achrone? The Bismana Mishnah didn't make a bracha choyne, only the choyse made a bracha choyne. But we make a bracha choyne on each one because we say, because of the yaitzim. The yaitzim are going to go out. That means if you do the way the Mishnah said, so koyin, the koyin makes a bracha rishoyne, doesn't make a bracha choyne, the levi doesn't make a bracha choyne, and he's going to be yaitzim that are going to go out before shlishi. And he's gonna see, Maisa Rav, that on Torah you only make a bracha rishon, you don't make a bracha achayin. Because he didn't see a bracha achayin. So Memela, so that's why they were masakan that each oil has to make a bracha achayin, so they'll know you make a bracha achayin on Torah. So the Gemara says, that is dafka all the time. But when Rav visited a shul, and Rav walked into the Beis Medrash, people coming late could come late, because it could be they didn't know that Rav's gonna be there. It says Rav Ikla, but whoever was in shul, out the Yiras Haroimim is from Rav, no one would go out in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. So Memele, so therefore, Heiched the Yosef Rav, the Ma'ayli Ayli, he could credit that someone could come late. That's why he made a Brocha Rishayne. They didn't know that Rav's coming. Abba Meifek Loinofik, no one would go out. Hilkach Lefoneh Aborich Zeyre Mishuman Echnosim, Kedamrine Lael. He wasn't afraid that someone would go out. I'm sure in the Kizach that this old takone was relative. They didn't make a loy plug. So you have a case that it's not shaykh, so they didn't make a broch achoyna.